Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back. Stuart Rosenthal joins me. Stuart, last week we chatted about when your parents go to a nursing home, that in certain states they can be obliged, kids can be obliged,
right,
if they sign a form.
Right.
But actually in Virginia, there's no such form, and they are still obligated.
It's my understanding that in Virginia, these filial responsibility laws do apply, and they don't have the exclusion that Maryland has that requires you to voluntarily assume that for purposes of nursing home care.
Whereas D.C. has no such law.
And D.C. has no such law, so there's no obligation in D.C.
Know this before you decide to help your folks get into a home. Know what your obligations are as a child of a parent who moves in.
Right. You probably should consult a lawyer, not just rely upon what I've just told you and what Mrs. Began has to say. But
right,
I mean, it's an important
situation.
You're
raising a flag. You're saying, hey, folks, pay attention. Be aware of this.
Right.
Let's jump into credit and debit cards abroad, and because I know travel is a part of what you discussed.
Yes,
and
it's
a lot
in
of
our travel section.
Like to travel.
Yeah. Well, I just got back a few weeks ago from a trip to London myself, and some of the things that were in this article were very useful to me. In fact, I hadn't totally read it before I left, and I found some things afterwards that I should have done, but I didn't. Uh-huh. But when you use a credit card abroad, many of them charge a foreign transaction fee to convert dollars into pounds or lira or whatever, euros, whatever it is that you're doing.
Yes.
So that 3% charge can really add up if you're spending a lot of money abroad. So almost every one of the big banks has at least one card with no foreign transaction fee. So you should do what my wife very cleverly did, and we get one of those cards, and we use it only when we travel abroad or when we're buying something from overseas.
Oh, okay.
And that way you don't have that foreign transaction conversion fee. Now, something else happens when you're there in the foreign country and you're using a card. They'll often say to you, would you like to pay this in London, say in pounds or dollars? And they can compute it for you in dollars. They show you right away. And they think you'll say right away, oh, well, dollars, why not? That's what I'm used to. But you really not shouldn't do that because they control the exchange rate
at the
store. And they'll charge you a very high exchange rate to pay it in dollars. And if you pay it in pounds, your credit card company will convert it on a much better exchange rate generally. And especially if you have one without the foreign transaction fee, you'll come out way ahead. Another thing is when you come out of the airport, and I saw this just the other day, everywhere you look, at every possible turning point, there are multiple ATM machines saying free ATM machines, no fee ATM machines, all over the place, totally free ATM. Well, it turns out they are free. There's no other extra charge to it, but their rates are horrible.
Oh, I see.
The exchange rates are terrible. They're as bad as they would be at the counter that you'd go through with your friend. So it says don't use those. Just stick with your credit card, or if you have a debit card, try to get a debit card from one of those companies that has a no transaction fee debit card.
Okay.
And just take your cash out that way, and you can avoid the problems.
Mm. So did you have a nice trip?
It was lovely. It was it was the rain. It was a bit much. It rained and it was cold pretty much the whole time we were in London.
Mm-hmm.
But there were amazing things to see, and the people were very friendly. Mm-hmm. And Uber is amazing, I have to say.
Mm.
It was, for the three of us, my wife and my daughter and I, it was cheaper to take Uber most places than it was to take the subway, the tube.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And much more convenient.
And much more convenient.
Right.
They were there within 2 minutes every time.
Wow.
Yeah.
What else do you have in travel?
Anything? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it's not exactly a travel story, but I wanted to mention it in connection with this show.
I'm sorry, but if it's not about travel, you cannot talk about it.
Oh, no, please. Montgomery County has its annual Montgomery Serves Awards ceremony, and they solicit nominations for people to win these awards to honor volunteers.
Uh-huh.
There's a particular one for older adults.
Okay.
Two people age 60 or older whose accomplishments, enthusiasm, lifelong commitment to volunteer service make them really outstanding role models, will be honored with the Path of Achievement Award. It's named after Neil Potter, the former county executive.
Yeah.
So nominations will be accepted until February 24th, so you don't have a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know people who you think ought to get that kind of an award, you should go ahead and submit the nomination. The information on it's in the Beacon.
Great. Read the Beacon newspaper. You can find it over 1,500 locations and growing. We can get you all kinds of information on getting older at the Beacon, right?
And happily.
Happily.
Happily and healthily.
Happily. In fact, people don't like to say I'm getting older, right?
No?
Growing up gracefully? I'm not sure. How should we say this? Pro-aging?
Aging gracefully.
Aging gracefully?
Yes, why not?
Yes,
why not?
Okay.
We're all aging from the day we're born, right?
We are indeed. It's true. And I think we're actually redefining getting older.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right? It's exciting to see in our generation that
our lives have changed so much. It's being 60 or 70 or 80 now is like, 40 or 50 years ago. So.
Read the Beacon to find out how. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
I've got Sally Stepunkus. Sally Stepunkus is a revered interior designer. Is that an extension of the truth?
Circles.
Okay. All right.
Especially at my parents' house.
So, as I said earlier in today's show, Sally is coming to share with us how she stages a house. And her clients are high-end clients, the average cost per room to stage a room in one of Sally's houses is between $30,000 and $50,000 per room. Very unusual in my world to see many homes that are staged that way. So we're glad you could bring us into that world a little bit. Tell us a bit about yourself and about how you work with your clients and about how staging a space like that works.
Sure. I started Sally Stepanka's Interiors about 17 years ago when I was 24 years old, and I worked by myself for 7 years until I decided I needed some help, and now I have four lovely young ladies who help me. And what we do is high-end interior design, which means clients will hire us. Usually clients hire me to do a full house. They may not purchase everything for the house all at once, but they've usually seen me in a magazine or seen my Instagram or seen my work at another client's house. It might be a friend of theirs or an ad I've put somewhere. And they'll call, and usually what we do is we just chat for a little bit, listen to what their needs are, and have a quick interview at the house to have a walk around and talk about style, and we kind of get rolling from there.
Okay. So, style. Let's chat about that. Yes. So what is the style of the day?
Of the day? Well, there are a lot of trends going on right now that are not things that I like to use. I'm very classic. I call my style more of an updated traditional. So I like classic designs with updated fabrics and colors, things that are not ordinary, that you're not going to see in everybody's house. Like, I don't go to Pottery Barn and buy lamps or sofas at Crate and Barrel because everybody has them. The point of an interior decorator is to hire somebody who will customize everything, tailor fit the pieces to you. So my projects never look like each other because my, you know, client Jones will look like client Jones, and client Smith will, their house will look like client Smith. They won't look like each other, and they won't look like me.
At the Christie's International Marketing Expert event that we had in September here in Washington, D.C., there was a gentleman, an interior decorator from New York, who was here, and he brought in a box. He brought in boxes and actually operated out of boxes to get a sense of and paint for a potential clientele. The feeling that he got that they were trying to go for, and he might have had different fabrics in the box, he might have had different woods and that kind of thing. How is it that you communicate with your clients, drawing them out and then showing them what you're going to do?
Well, as far as finding out what they like, I actually use a tool that we've just been using a few years. It's called Pinterest. It's sort of a different version of house.com. Go on Pinterest and you select images and you put them in on boards. And most clients, if they show me 10 pins that they have added, I can identify what the common thread is and what it is about those pictures that they like. Then I can sort of ask them the right questions about, what kind of colors do you like? What kind of patterns do you like? What do you hate? A lot of people just have no idea, and they're a little bit harder to work with because they don't have as much of a sense of their own style. So I have to show more things. Lots of people, though, do know what they like, which is fantastic. And then what I do is do presentations. I show, you know, carpets, fabrics for upholstery, drapery, wall coverings, lighting, everything. We do all custom.
Outstanding. So somebody wants to contact you, rather. They would reach you best by email, web.
Yeah, taking a look at our website, which is stepankus.com.
You said that kind of interesting. So step on us with a K before the us.
That's right. Steponus.com with a K. Yes, steponkus.com.
All right. So if you're interested in seeing what Sally does, what her style is like, you can also call her at 202-237-9872. One more time, it's 202-237-9872. Sally, nuggets of wisdom from your experience. Give me three.
Buy well and buy once.
Okay.
If you buy something that is a quality piece, it doesn't mean it has to be the most expensive piece, but a piece that you, let's say we're talking about a sofa, well made, a size and scale that is appropriate, not too just trendy or anything like that, but just really a nice base. You can have that forever and recover it if you need to, that sort of thing. But if you buy something junky just because it's cheap, you're going to have to replace it several times probably.
Okay. One more wisdom?
I think the more people look online and look at magazines, the better they can figure out what their own style is. And that's part of the challenge.
Okay. HGTV, real romance.
It's all fake. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all staples and glue guns.
You heard it here first, folks.
That's right. Okay. I haven't watched HGTV in so long. My husband watches it, though.
You know, it's interesting because I tell my clients, people don't want to buy clinical houses. They don't, they're not looking to buy a hospital.
No.
They want to buy homes for people they like.
Yes.
They want to walk in the door. They want to feel like this person enjoys living here.
Mm-hmm.
I had an open house last Sunday, and we had 70 groups come through, and one couple stopped me, and they said, so tell me about the people that live here.
Hmm.
And I said, well, what would you like to know? Or why are they moving? And I said, they're relocating, which is my pat answer because it's none of their business, right? So they said, are they happy? And I said, very happy.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. So, I think people think that there's luck that runs through a house. You know,
I think that's true. I think that's true. Sally Stepunkis has been with me today. Sally, thanks for joining me
my
on
pleasure.
The Eric Stewart Show.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
We'll be back with more of the Eric Stewart Show. Plus, what happened at that open house last weekend? You won't believe it till you hear it.